In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Thursday, everyone. Trump train all the way through November. Counting down. Wait, 19 days now, Charlie? Is that about right? I want to say 19 days. I need to start putting that in my notes, so I just start tracking it every day. So 19 days left to the election day, although I voted and I'll turn my ballot in today or tomorrow. So a lot of you out there listening probably already have as well. Yesterday's impossible question, which, yes, Charlie and I were right. Actually, Greg Bloom was here from Barber's Foods as well. 4% of people born and live in Maine never have eaten this. Answer, a taco, which I just find hard to believe because there's still Taco Bell like everywhere, but some folks have never had a taco. Today's impossible question. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 46% of us have drank coffee for this reason. 46% have drank coffee for this reason. What is it? Well, to stay. Yeah, I was going to say caffeine. You know, caffeine to stay awake is. Now, is it wake up or stay awake? There's probably a difference in those two answers, Charlie. So we're probably needing to be more specific. 46%. So, yeah, Charlie says wake up. I'm going to go with Charlie as well. I'm going to say 46% drink coffee for this reason. That's to wake up. I'm going to say the other side do it to stay awake. So I'm going to say 46% is to wake up, not to stay awake. Answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. All right, we got a lot in store for you today. Steve House should join us at the 3:30 mark, we'll get an update on his campaign, find out what's going on here in Colorado. I've actually got something I'm going to play here before that, the Joe versus Joe debate. But before that even, I want to play something that I don't know. I think somebody sent me this. I'm sorry. I get so many things that come my way. If I am not giving credit where credit's due, I apologize. I don't know if I found this on my own. One of you sent me this. Richard sent me this. I'm sorry. I don't remember. I should make notations. But regardless, I want to play this. I think actually Dan sent me this. Make sure I give credit where credit's due. I think Dan actually sent me this. And I'm going to play this as a full five-minute sort of diatribe from Tucker Carlson, but he's also got Tig Tegan on. And this is a good description of what happened Saturday with the 9 News, you know, shooting, the debacle, all that went on. Here's sort of another side of it you probably, well, you may have heard this, but either way, you're going to hear it again. Here we go.
Meanwhile, in the city of Denver on Sunday, a security guard called Matthew Doloff shot a pro-police demonstrator by the name of Lee Keltner in the face and killed him on the street, in full view of many people and on video. A local news station, 9 News in Denver, contracted with Pinkerton, that's a security company, to hire Doloff to protect one of their producers at the demonstration. Now it's emerging that Doloff has radically left-wing views. On social media, he referred to Donald Trump as a fascist dictator, and he praised BLM. There's no record that he is a legally licensed security guard. That's required in Denver, as it is in most places. So why did 9 News hire Pinkerton to hire Doloff? Well, it turns out the network itself is also pro-Antifa. At least some of its correspondents are. Its most prominent anchor, Kyle Clark, has openly mocked anyone who is concerned about violence from Antifa and BLM. So what exactly happened yesterday in Denver? Lots of stories swirling around. We thought we'd speak to someone who was there. John Tegan was there. He was also at Benghazi, it happens, in 2002. But he was about 10 feet away when the shooting happened, and we're happy to have him on tonight. Mr. Tegan, thanks so much for coming on. So if you don't mind, I'd be grateful if you'd unravel this and tell us as an eyewitness what you saw.
Well, again, I wasn't that close to it. I kind of go back to where when I started doing the Patriot Muster, within 24 hours, the Denver Democratic Party posted a soup fundraiser, whatever you want to call it, soup drive. And they're saying they're going to give it to the homeless. And within a matter of minutes, you know, we started reading the feeds of the BLM and Antifa saying how they're going to use the cans as projectiles. They're going to attack us like they did at the Black to Blue rally. Because in July, they had a pro-police rally, and they came in and immediately just started attacking people with skateboards, batons, asp, socks with cue balls in it, and it just got extremely violent right out of the get-go. So they thought they'd come back and kind of try to do the same thing. But that didn't happen. But the whole entire time leading up to it, they just wanted to shut us down. They're saying they're going to attack us. They say they're going to get one of us. And obviously right now we find out that they did get one of us. And from what I'm hearing, actually the owner of Nine News actually helped push the soup drive. And with Nine News, they actually had an agitator. They had the murderer that was with them. During the whole entire process of the muster, the agitator, which had a Black Guns Live Matter shirt on, so I always refer to him as a Black Guns Matter guy, he just started immediately coming up to us, obviously calling us white racists, we're Nazis, supremacists, everything under the book. We had a politician, Casper, that was there. He's a black individual.
Casper's talking, by the way.
The moment he started, Casper came up, he immediately went to him, called him a house brother, but he used the N-word, and every other individual of color, he immediately attacked them, called them a house brother, and just want to say, I'm going to kick your ass, I'm going to do this, the whole entire time. And just prior to us leaving, the producer, the murderer, and the aggressor are all huddled in the corner having a nice little long conversation.
So the man contracted by Pinkerton, Doloff, who fired the shot, the producer from Nine News, and the guy in the Black Guns Matter shirt who was screaming at the pro-police demonstrators, they were all together talking?
Yep, they were huddled just before we started exiting. He immediately came up, started attacking a pretty good size black individual, which was a guy named Joe's dad. And when he came out, he saw him, said, "I'm gonna whoop your ass." His dad just kind of looked at him. Again, he's like 6'5", really burly guy, just kind of looks at him, just smiles, and he kind of backs off. And then he immediately goes to another individual. A female came up and tried to de-escalate. He got in her face. Again, the whole entire time, he was just trying to get a rise. And when he was doing it, the murderer, I'm not going to say his name, the murderer, he was there the whole entire time. Nine News was there the whole entire time. Everywhere this agitator went, they went.
Interesting. And then,
all right, I'm gonna hold it at that point because you know the rest of the story at that point. But essentially, I hope you all are understanding and listening, and not that this is new information. This has been out for a couple of days. But again, there's lots of things that just keep coming to light as time goes by. And I hope all of you understand that are listening, especially those of you that are on the left. This whole situation, as you're learning more and more of, was agitated and drummed up by Nine News. And I, for one, believe Nine News has total fault, total responsibility in the killing that happened on Saturday. Yeah, I'm going to say that. After reading more about it, watching more about it, listening more about it, yeah, they're at fault. 100% at fault. I mean, I'm not the judge, jury, and executioner at this point because it hasn't gotten to that point. But if I was the victim's family, I said this the other day, I would own Nine News before it's over with. I would own Gannett Broadcasting. You know, figuratively speaking, of course, but I would be suing them for so many dollars that it would be a hard thing for them to recover from, knowing that they are the ones that actually, in this particular case, brought the gun, if you would, to the fight, which they did not need to. They are as much at fault in this as the shooter themselves, as far as I'm concerned. They might as well have pulled the trigger. And yes, I mean that sincerely. In fact, Kyle Clark might as well have pulled the trigger here as anyone else at Nine News and or the shooter did. Yes, I'm saying that and I mean that. Kyle Clark is as much at fault in this as anyone, because he's as much an agitator in this as anyone out there is. That's my two cents, and that's what I'm going to stand on. Mighty Hand Construction is up next, folks, and they want to help you out with everything around the house, but they are northern-based. So, unfortunately, if you're down in the Castle Rock area, we're going to have to find somebody else to help you out down in that area. But if you're in northern Colorado, you're looking for that person, that company that can help you, whether it's an expansion, roof, windows, siding, doesn't make any difference. They'll help you with any of those things around the house. That's Mighty Hand Construction. Find them at klzradio.com or 970-844-9191.
It's time to stop painting over the damage and replace your siding. You'll be costing yourself more money in the long run by painting over wood rot and split boards every few years instead of committing to a full exterior redo with Mighty Hand. Micah and his team offer Diamond Coat siding, which comes with a 30-year, no paint, no fade warranty, so you'll have great-looking, durable siding for decades. You've been putting it off because you know it's a big expense. But you're not planning to move anytime soon, and you do want to feel like you're living in a nice place. Use some of that refi money to hire a local business you know will do a good job. As a full-service construction company, Mighty Hand Construction can handle any exterior work in Northern Colorado, including roofing, siding, windows, driveways, decks, and more. Ask Micah and his team for an estimate on a full exterior redo at klzradio.com/mightyhand. Honoring God, impacting customers.
Affordable Interest Mortgage, and Kurt Rogers will join me at 5 o'clock. And one of the things we're going to talk about is what we just mentioned a moment ago with Mighty Hand Construction. In fact, some of you have asked, when's Kurt going to be on? How's he going to explain how that works and how you can take money out of your home, do the fix-up, and how all that works? And Kurt will explain more of that in the 5 o'clock hour. In the meantime, if you need Kurt directly, just give him a call, 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loan to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. And yeah, I did that last little bit on 9 News, which, by the way, is the Darwin Award winner of the week. In fact, probably going to be the Darwin Award winner of the century, because you've got to be an absolute blundering moron to do what 9 News did in regards to dragging around armed security guards with them to what, in this case, ended up being a protest by the Communist Party of Denver, among with other organizations that are very far radical, left-leaning, not left-leaning, leftist organizations, I should say, communist organizations. 9 News gets the Darwin Award of the century for being as stupid as they are. But Stupid Is a Stupid Does, and they win the award. Just utter morons at Gannett Broadcasting to even allow that to happen in the first place. More will come out of that, I'm sure. There will definitely be lawsuits that come out of that. I would be shocked, utterly shocked, if there's not. And there needs to be, by the way. I'm not somebody that's too happy. You all know that. But in this particular case, somebody else needs to own Gannett Broadcasting because there's a bunch of morons there running things. And yes, I mean that sincerely. All right, I got something else, though, that's kind of fun. Liberal Eye of the Week. I'll get into that a little bit later. But I thought this was fun. Joe actually sent me this earlier. And the Trump students on Twitter actually put this together. It's a little long, but we've got time to do it before Steve House joins us. And this is fun, but yet it's not so fun because you can see how, in this particular case, Joe Biden will say one thing one day, but say something else completely on another day, all depending upon the audience that's listening to him. And that's typically what a leftist does, by the way. Their standards change according to who they're talking to. And yes, I mean that. Their standards change because there is no constant when you're a lefty. Your constant changes on a whim depending upon which way the wind's blowing. Case in point, listen to this Joe versus Joe debate. Here we go.
Good evening, and welcome to tonight's unique presidential debate. Due to the candidate's unwillingness to leave his basement, Joe Biden will be joining us via remote live feed. Joe Biden will be debating one of his most vocal and ideological opponents, Joe Biden. Let's begin. Mr. Biden, as president, what is your plan to address the violence and riots which have taken over our streets in America?
There are two basic steps here. One step is you must take back the streets. And you take back the streets by more cops, more prisons, more physical protection for the people.
So do you believe in a stronger police force, Mr. Biden?
No.
Nor is it acceptable for our police sworn to protect and serve all people, to escalate tension.
So do you want to defund the police, Mr. Biden?
Yes, absolutely. The last thing you need is an up-armored Humvee coming into a neighborhood. They become the enemy.
It is great, sir, to finally have you on the record supporting the defund the police movement.
I not only don't want to defund the police, I'm the one calling for $300 million more for local police.
Moving on. In Joe Biden's America, will there be a national mask mandate?
Every single American should be wearing a mask.
So, Mr. Biden, you would support an unconstitutional mask mandate?
No, I'm a constitutionalist. You know, you can't do things the Constitution doesn't allow you the power to do.
But you are in favor of an unconstitutional nationwide lockdown?
I would shut it down.
Would you also support unconstitutional infringements on our Second Amendment?
Bingo, you're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period.
Sir, that directly violates the written word of the Constitution of the United States of America. Do you know the Constitution? Can you name a single line from a founding document?
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Mr. Biden, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Joe Biden administration?
No, we would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
So, Mr. Biden, you are in favor of banning fracking?
I am not banning fracking. Let me say that again. I am not banning fracking.
So just to get that clear, you are keeping fracking, Mr. Biden.
You got to transition away from it. Look, you're going to ban fracking all across America right now, right?
I would love to.
Yeah, I'd love to, too. I'd love to make sure we can't use any oil or gas, period.
Can that little teeny angry bald man you're talking to please get off the stage? Mr. Biden, once and for all, are you in favor of banning fracking or no?
No. I never told the environmentalists that I'm going to ban fracking, period.
So you are in favor of fossil fuels?
I guarantee we're
going to
end fossil
fuel. Mr. Biden, what are your views on marriage?
I'm the first major player to say I support gay marriage on national television.
So you do support gay marriage, Mr. Biden?
No, Barack Obama nor I support redefining from a civil side what constitutes marriage.
Unnecessary to throw President Obama under the bus like that?
However, this answer is interesting. It is very out of touch with the progressive wing of your party.
Marriage is between a man and a woman, and states must respect that.
Mr. Biden, President Trump was the first president in American history to support gay marriage from his first day in office. What do you say to President Trump?
Marriage is between a man and a woman. What's the game going on here?
Well, President Trump is building a border wall at the border. Do you support his border wall?
So there are places where having a fence and extending the fence makes sense, and I have voted for that. So it makes it more difficult for people taking large commodities and drugs to have to come around for us to be able to intercept.
So you agree, Mr. Biden, that walls work and we should build more walls?
No, there will not be another foot of wall constructed on my administration.
Okay.
And you're
moving on.
The fact is that
Mr. Biden, switching gears here, what was your stance in voting for the war in Iraq?
I voted with my colleagues to give the President of the United States of America the authority to use force, and I would vote that way again today.
So to confirm, you're proud of your vote for the war in Iraq.
I made a mistake. I said it 14 years ago. I trusted George Bush to keep his word.
In light of the Me Too movement's popularity, do you believe all women?
The woman should be given the benefit of the doubt and not be abused again by the system.
Given that answer, Mr. Biden, do you believe the credible sexual assault allegations made against you by Tara Reid, which have been corroborated by multiple witnesses?
This never, ever happened. I don't know what is motivating her. I don't know what's behind any of it. But it's irrelevant.
She smells
good. Never
happened.
It never happened. Period.
What is your stance, Mr. Biden, on reforming our prison system?
It should be a rehabilitation system, not a punishment system.
So, Mr. Biden, you are in favor of rehabilitation instead of prison.
We don't very well know how to rehabilitate them at that point. So you cannot make rehabilitation a condition for release.
Speaking of prison reform, President Donald Trump passed criminal justice reform in a historic move, giving him one of the highest approval ratings in history from black Americans.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, and you ain't black.
Sir, that is just racist. Have you been tested for cognitive decline?
I've been tested and I'm constantly tested.
Well, it is good to know that you have been tested for cognitive decline, Mr. Biden.
No, I haven't taken a test. Why the hell would I take a test? Come on, man. That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
In closing, can you please tell us a personal story that is meaningful to you, Mr. Biden?
The kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
That is horrifying. Mr. Biden, can you please explain something that happened on the campaign trail that you learned about the American people?
You cannot go to a 7-Eleven or a Dunkin' Donuts unless you have a slight Indian accent.
That was racism. Thank you very much for joining us for this illuminating presidential debate with Joe Biden versus Joe Biden. We hope that you learned about as much as we learned tonight about the candidate's many fascinating and racist and disturbing positions.
All right, we'll leave it at that. That is the @TrumpStudents on Twitter. And it takes, by the way, everybody listening, I don't know if any of you realize how long, Charlie and I have talked about this off air many times, it takes a tremendous amount of time and effort to go through all of the footage and piece those things together and make them sound halfway, you know, intelligent. And yet at the same time, those were things that were spoken by, you know, Joe Biden. Now, there were things that I realized that they inserted that, you know, the testing, for example, the cognitive test. I understand that's not what Joe was talking about. But really, the rest of it, you can't say that Joe didn't say those things. Now, before a lot of you on the left say, well, people change. They can say one thing at one point in time, and as time goes by, they can change their position and they can mean something different on down the road. Okay, fine. Use that for President Trump as well then. Because a lot of you on the left will come out and say that exact same thing that, well, you know, President Trump back in the day said such and such. President Trump used to be a Democrat. President Trump used to be a liberal. Okay, you got to use the same standard is what I'm getting at. Yeah, Joe Biden can change his position on prison reform. I get that. But you know what? President Trump can change his position on abortion as well, which he's done. So don't give me that crap that you can't do one thing on one side and not the other, because basically you're talking out of both sides of your mouth when you do that, because your candidate has. We just proved it. Without further ado, we'll get Steve House on here in just a minute. Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, is coming up next. And Michael wants to make sure that your estate is in order before you leave this earth. And it's really not that difficult. It doesn't take a lot of time nor money to make this happen. Just call Michael today. Go to klzradio.com or 720-394-6887.
Your estate plan may have big tax implications for your loved ones. Schedule a free consultation now with KLZ's mobile estate planner, Michael Bailey. Recent changes in the tax law, like the SECURE Act, have already impacted passing on your IRA. Because of today's relatively low tax rates, you need to meet with Michael Bailey now, before the election, so you can set up your plan before things might change again. Make some wise moves before things change again. KLZradio.com/estate.
Now is the time to zero in on your target audience. So many businesses spread themselves too thin by trying to reach an enormous pool of customers. John Rush can help you define your niche, trimming the fat so you can maximize your profits. Not just surviving the shutdowns, but actually beating out your competition with smarter business strategies. You've done a good job staying afloat. Now it's time to hone in on your most profitable customers. Reach John now at RushToReason.com.
Why Trump? Kim Munson here. Friday, author and blogger Rick Turnquist weighs in on why President Trump's re-election is good for you and your family. Even with the COVID-19 Wuhan virus reaction disruption, polls are showing that more than half of Americans say they are better off now than 4 years ago. Casper Stockham expounds on Trump's platinum plan for Black Americans. Mortgage specialist Lauren Levy and RE/MAX Alliance realtor Karen Levine share the latest on their markets and their thoughts on the election. That's Friday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us. Steve House joining us now. He is candidate for CD6. You can find his website, House, F-O-R, Colorado, houseforcolorado.com. Steve, welcome. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, John. Welcome back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back finally on a Thursday. I've had some business things that I had to get handled, and just happened to be on Thursdays was the only day I could make things work. So, yep, I'm back, though.
So what Andy told me last week wasn't true, then.
What did he say last week?
He said John's slipping a little, and he needs more time off than he used
yeah,
to.
There you go.
Something like that. I don't remember exactly what it was. But
yeah, that works, too. So how is Steve this week?
You know, they keep telling me I'm going to run out of energy, John, but it hasn't happened.
No, you won't run. I know you too well. You're not going to run out of energy. Not at all.
No.
Won't happen.
There's too much at stake, actually. I don't know if you, obviously, you've been watching, but this whole thing with social media and the New York Post story,
yep.
Whether you believe the story or not, I mean, it's gotten out of control. Technology is crazy. You and I haven't even talked about social element or social dilemma, the
right.
Netflix special that talked about just exactly what this is doing with our kids. I mean, it's just crazy.
It really is. And I was talking to my son Richard earlier. I'm glad you brought that up, because I feel, and he does as well, that really folks like Twitter and Facebook as well, and as much as I do not want government intervention, Steve, what these guys are doing is, from both sides of the spectrum, Republican and Democrat both, they are both creating enough waves where they're going to end up getting broken up, they're going to lose money when it's all said and done, and they're shooting themselves in the foot. It's really stupid.
I know. I don't know whether Congress can do much about it. I mean, it comes down to a free, or I guess a public organization or private organization that isn't owned by the government. They can establish what their own rules are, just like you can decide if you're Jack Phillips not to serve somebody if they're asking you for something you don't like. But it's gotten to the point where we rely so much on these social media things. And quite frankly, if you watch Social Dilemma, it scares the heck out of you about what could happen to you if you're not careful.
Yeah, and the only thing I would add to that would be, while I agree they are, you know, private organizations, and if they decide not to serve somebody like Jack Phillips, I understand that. The problem, though, Steve, is, and this is where I think, you know, the government could get involved, is are they, in fact, just, you know, publishing entities or a platform, I should say? Are they just a platform that allows whatever goes to go? Or are they an actual editor slash publishing house? And the reality is they have turned themselves into a publishing house, and in turn, they should have to abide by different rules when they do so.
I know. And if you think about what Joe Biden actually said, or his campaign said, after he put a lid on his campaign today at 9:41 a.m., they said Twitter's review of this article proves that it's untrue. Their actions on this article prove it's untrue. I'm like, what? At what point does Twitter become our truth serum on an article that they don't want people to share from the New York Post? And when did they do the investigation into the emails, et cetera, et cetera? I mean, this has really gone over the top. I mean, this is an example that really, really bothers me.
I agree. I mean, basically, that's like having the FBI checking on the FBI rather than some outside organization checking on what the FBI did. I mean, you can't have an internal investigation by your own company to determine if things are kosher. I mean, right now we got this big deal going on right now, Steve, with Nine News. That would be like Nine News having its own internal investigation determining what went wrong at Nine News. It doesn't work that way.
I know. It does not work that way. I mean, I don't know. At some point in time, if you're trying to hide your problems and you go, no, I've got it. Don't worry about it. I'm going to investigate it. You know, that's not the way we work in this country. I mean, there's self-policing at some level, but not after something really wrong has happened.
Well, and there is, and you and I both know this as well, when we're trying, even, you know, with you and I personally, when you're keeping, you know, each other accountable, whether it's candidates, whether it's just men, women in general, what have you, you know, the best way to keep things on track is to have people that you're accountable to and not just yourself. Because if you're the only person you're accountable to, it's not going to work out very well.
I know. Well, you know, that works for some people who have a serious set of, you know, I guess an accountability gene, but it doesn't work for everybody, that's for sure.
Well, and even then, Steve, very often, you know, very seldom, I should say, does it even work in that particular situation. That's why, you know, even Scripture talks about iron sharpens iron. I mean, each one of us makes each other better, and that's how things work. And to just say, oh, yeah, we're going to investigate on our own, and we fact-checked that and determined that that's not going to fly on our platform. Well, and again, Steve, I think that's where these platforms, quote-unquote, I lose that term loosely because I don't think Facebook and or Twitter or Instagram have become platforms. I think they are now publishing houses, and the reality is they should come under the same editorial rules that a regular publishing house does.
Yeah, you know, I'd never thought of it that way, John, but I think that makes a lot of sense with regards to, you know, the distribution of information. I mean, there's plenty of people out there that I talk to on a daily basis who don't read books anymore. They read that.
Right.
So they read articles, they read Facebook, they read Twitter and Pinterest. You know, that's where they get all their information. So I think you're right.
And I think in this particular case, it's not a matter of even having to break up or do anything along those lines at all. But if Twitter, for example, we'll just use them since they're the main lead story right now. But if Twitter had to, let me explain it this way. If Twitter had the same rules that the Wall Street Journal, for example, had to follow, and you could sue them for libel because they published something that either wasn't true or they suppressed news that was true, then you know what? They'd handle things completely different than they do today.
Yeah, they absolutely would. Didn't you have a feeling we were going to get here at some point?
Yes.
And I didn't think it was going to happen the way it's done, but I think we all knew this. I think when you watch Social Dilemma and you listen to the former Facebook president and, you know, the guys that ran Google's ethics and all these other things, I mean, they've known about this for a number of years. They've known that they were creating dependencies, changing behaviors. They can do more to affect the vote in an election probably than almost anything else we can do.
That's right. Well, and on top of that, you know, everybody thinks these places are squeaky clean. There was a great article I read. In fact, I was going to send it to you and I forgot to. There was a great article I read. It was almost like reading a mini book the other day about some stuff that was going on at Google Well, I believe it was Google. I've got to double check, make sure that my sources are correct. But anyways, one of the tech companies. It was at eBay. Sorry, this was at eBay. So there was a big deal going on at eBay where eBay had this department, Steve, whereby it was sort of this internal investigation department that made sure there was nobody in the outside world slamming eBay. And if they were, it was basically these guys' job, this team, if you would, to act like the Gestapo and go shut down anybody that was basically, you know, defacing and or, basically making a bad name for eBay in public. So if there were bloggers, for example, that were saying negative things, whether it was just or unjust, about eBay, it was the job of this particular department to go out and shut that stuff down. And basically, they did it in a very thuggery way, to the point where there's some folks going to jail over this. It finally got exposed. But the guys at eBay at the top, it's interesting that, you know, they end up resigning and leaving. They end up leaving with a $50 million, you know, severance package and things along those lines. But this garbage is going on at these high-tech companies right underneath our noses.
I know. I mean, when you really, really think about what you just said, right? So go back to the conversation we had a few months ago about deep fake videos, right?
Right.
So now all of a sudden, if you can filter the world so that nothing bad's ever said about you, you can create fake videos that look incredibly real. And, you know, the sales pitch for Facebook to monetize, for the other groups like that, Twitter to monetize, is advertising that will change someone's behavior. So now you got all of that combined. You start dropping it on 10-year-olds, 9-year-olds.
Yep.
And all of a sudden, you know, how do you ever know what the truth is with all this?
Well said. And in that this particular situation with eBay that I read, and what was interesting, I'm reading this thing, and it was published by a pretty leftist, you know, organization that put this particular article together. So it was interesting that they were kind of tattling on themselves, if you would. But the way that eBay went about shutting down supposed bloggers, and I say supposed because nothing was really malicious on the part of the blogger. They were just talking about how, in this particular case, they were talking about how eBay doesn't always do things justly with its sellers. In other words, sometimes it's very unfair to the sellers on eBay the way they handle certain things. And there was this blogger basically talking about that. And in the end, it was almost like this mafia-style shutdown of the blogger, to the point where they even went to the house and did threatening things at the house of the blogger. And, I mean, on and on it went, Steve. I mean, you're reading this thing thinking to yourself, this stuff can't happen in today's world, but yet it is.
I know. I couldn't believe. I mean, that's why I was so shocked by what happened with this news story from the New York Post. It's not about being a Republican. It's not about being concerned about the possibility of Joe Biden being president. It's about the fact that censorship takes away free speech, you know.
Yes.
And I gave a speech last night to a pretty good crowd, and I said to them, look, you know, freedom goes away a lot of ways, right? They can take away your property. They can tax away your ability to, you know, have flexibility in your life. They can do a lot of things. But the moment they start saying, I'm going to decide what you hear, I'm going to penalize you for what you say, you've already lost part of the First Amendment.
Yep.
And I think people have to think about what that really means to them.
Well, you know, and I don't want to say that we're quite this far, but I started watching the beginnings of Schindler's List the other night. I'm not sure why. It was just on TV, so I started watching the very beginning of it. And it's the very beginning where, you know, Germany has gone into Poland. They've overtaken Poland, and all the Jews are being rounded up from all of the outer areas of the country. They're all being brought into the city by mandate. They're all having to register once they get to the city. They all have to give up their guns once they enter the city. And I'm thinking to myself, Steve, you know, I don't want to use, you know, comparisons to that extreme, but I tell you what, we're not that far away when we're talking about the things we're talking about.
I know. I mean, I haven't seen Schindler's List in years, but I do think about what you're talking about. You know, I mean, just the idea that everybody knows where everybody is. I mean, that's the whole point about social media. What was so disturbing about that documentary is that no matter where you go, John, and I don't think you or I can prevent it. I just don't. I mean, we've been talking about Billion Sensor Project and everything else. People know where you are. They have GPS on where you are all the time.
Yep.
And if they can tell where you are, and they also have the ability to alter what the data says, we obviously know that they can do that.
Correct.
How do you ever get comfortable with what you're doing in life right now?
It's a great question. And you know what? Let's answer that when we come back. And I think these are things that we need some good representation in Congress over. That's what Steve's running for, is CD6 here in Colorado. You can help Steve, whether you're in his district or not. We need to get him elected and others like him. It's houseforcolorado.com, houseforcolorado.com. We'll come back and talk more about that. Great topic. Enchanted Kitchens is next, guys. And if you want to get that kitchen changed over, remodeled, and done by the time Christmas arrives, which is nothing better than a great kitchen, you've got to get going on that now, because the longer you wait, it's going to get pushed off past Christmas. Go to klzradio.com or 303-376-7588.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern, but for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you've visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Folks, you want to exercise your Second Amendment right, you can do that by going to Franktown Firearms. We need to get away from talking about having a gun and owning it and shooting as a hobby. It's not. It's a right. It's your right. It's your Second Amendment right, and you can exercise that today at Franktown Firearms. Go to klzradio.com. They got plenty of inventory, by the way. 720-770-7777.
Instead of transporting your firearms to and from the range, you can store them safely on-site at the Franktown Firearms Armory. After purchasing a firearm, the team at Franktown recommends that you shoot consistently with your own gun on the range, as well as signing up for one of their proprietary training courses or one-on-one instruction so you can develop confidence handling your gun. You can also store your firearms temporarily while you're on vacation or protect your heirloom weapons without taking up space in your gun safe at home. The team at Franktown prides themselves on developing long-term relationships with their clients. They see beginners turn into experts all the time. First-time buyers come in looking for guidance and come back because they're having fun. Learn to shoot with confidence in a family atmosphere. Store your firearms at Franktown. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/Franktown for pricing. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
This is Josh with Business Equipment Service. Here's a message from one of our satisfied customers. Susan at Premier Manufacturing says, "In the 2+ years I have been with Premier Manufacturing, my interaction with BES has been nothing but positive. When we have a service issue, they do their best to have someone sent out that same day, and the service people have always been friendly, efficient, and professional." If you are looking into purchasing office equipment or have a problem with equipment you currently have, give us a call at 303-825-5664.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Steve House with us. He's running for CD6, which if you want to know where that is, just go to houseforcolorado.com and you'll learn all about the campaign there and get involved and participate and give whatever you need to do. And Steve, we appreciate what you're doing. And as I said earlier, and I really do mean it, we've got to have good, solid representation. That's what a House of Representative for us does. They go, they represent their district, they do the things that are necessary to make sure we're represented in D.C., correct?
That is correct. And you know what, right now, and for about 2 or more decades, we've needed to fix healthcare, education, we needed to deal with immigration, and we haven't done those things. And I think anybody who's in the House today should be questioning why they get to go back if we haven't solved those problems.
Steve, I've asked myself numerous times, I don't have an answer to this, and it really bothers me that as conservatives, and I know you have a good answer for this, so I'm going to ask you, but as conservatives, there's no one publicly on the national level, I know you talk about it locally, but there's no one on the national level saying, we have a fix for health care, and here it is. We've heard debate after debate so far in this presidential election. I love our side. I love Trump. I love Pence. But I have yet to hear anyone acutely talk about in a very short soundbite way. Here's how we fix healthcare. And to me, Steve, it's not that complicated, yet we don't have that answer in a 2 or 3 line sentence we can give on national TV. It's ridiculous.
Well, maybe we actually do, John. I mean, I said this to somebody the other day. You know, you first have to set a premise, right, that the problem's really not Obamacare. It's a dysfunctional market. Obamacare may need to be, you know, changed or dealt with, but you got a dysfunctional market. So what do you do? The best way to fix healthcare is make all pricing transparent, give everybody a significant amount of incentive to be healthy,
yep,
and pare down what you buy on insurance to exactly what you need, and healthcare will be fixed, I promise you. Because when you make that transparency happen and you give people incentive to be healthy, the market will start acting like a market. You'll know what you're paying for. You will negotiate on your own. You won't need so much help from the insurance companies. Pretty soon, there'll be no negotiation. We've talked about this, right? You know, you go to a gas station, you might know what you paid per gallon. The average American doesn't. The reason why is because there's so much information in the market about what gas should cost that nobody even checks. They just buy it.
Yep.
The same thing would be true in healthcare. And by giving you incentive, the same incentive they have in other countries, what people end up doing is they get healthier. They get bonuses for being healthier. They turn that into their retirement account if they stay healthy a long time. And that's enough to fix health care.
So really why is no one on a national level saying what you just said?
You know, I think health care, what I've learned, John, is it's really complicated for a lot of people.
And again, real quick, I want to give you a plug, Steve, because it's not, because you're like me on the automotive side. You know the health care thing as well as I know the automotive side. And my point is, you need to take that knowledge to Washington to where we can get some things fixed, because the reality is the majority of people that sit in either the House of Representatives or the Senate don't know what you know.
Well, and Michael Burgess, who's both a doctor and a congressman, he sits on the Health Affairs Committee, has been, you know, talking to me, and we had him on a live feed recently, and he said, you know what? He said, Steve, we have very few people in Washington who understand what's really wrong with health care and how to fix it. And that's why I was on. I was interviewed earlier today, and they said, "So Medicare for all or Obamacare?" I said, "No, there's a third option. There's a lot better third option. Neither Obamacare nor Medicare for all will work if you don't have transparency and incentive for patients to be healthy."
That's right.
If you have those two things, you can dramatically reduce the cost. People will live longer. All kinds of things happen as a result of that. You can't have that without those two things. You can't.
By the way, well said. I think it's one of the reasons why we need to, one of the many reasons we need to get you into Congress. But I'll go as far as saying this too, Steve, and I don't want to sound like I'm a egotistical jerk by any means, so please, everybody listening, that's not what I mean here. But I've interviewed, and Steve, you know this, over the past 6-7 years, I've interviewed a lot of candidates on both sides of the aisle, Republican and Democrat. And I will say this, Steve, there are very few people currently sitting in the House of Representatives or in the Senate that really understand not only the business aspect of what goes on in the country, the medical aspect of what goes on in the country, as you just mentioned a moment ago. There's a lot of people out there that maybe have a little bit of experience in a few areas, but by and large, I'm sad to say, the majority of people that go to Congress or go to the Senate don't know anything about either subject I just mentioned.
Yeah, and you know where it plays out, John. I mean, there's an even simpler way to state what you did, which was true, is, you know, we have plenty of people in Congress who, by political ideology or whatever, will acknowledge the existence of a problem, but they don't understand it well enough to actually prescribe a solution. Yet what they do is they throw an ideology at it. Well, I'm a capitalist. Here's a problem of pricing being too high, so let me throw capitalism at it. Well, capitalism might, in fact, be the right answer, but you got to give it a specific answer, not a general answer.
Right.
And that's why you end up with a CARES Act with so much fraud in it, or,
right,
you know, another $2.3 trillion. It's like, guys, did you really examine the problem? Have you talked to experts about it? Do you know why the market's not reacting to supply and demand? Do you know why 44,000 people are going bankrupt? Have you gotten that figured out? Do you know why we have 40 different visas in our immigration system and 6 different ways to immigrate to the United States when that should be 3 and 3?
Right.
I mean, people don't understand the problem. No. They just acknowledge that it's a problem.
And I had this argument the other day with Jordan Goodman, you know, who's very well known in the investment, the New York world. And I basically told Jordan, we don't need any more stimulus packages. He disagrees with me, but my answer is, you know, lower the fear of COVID, get businesses reopened, let the free market do what it does best, let small business do what it does best, and guess what? This thing's fixed, and we don't need another $3 trillion of stimulus.
Yeah, I mean, you said something there that maybe you did or didn't say to him, which is stimulus is paying for fear. And,
yep.
There's some people out there, no question about it. I mean, I still cannot believe we didn't go to the health information exchanges in the state and identify 60-plus, one or more morbidities at risk, identify them, notify them, tell them to stay home. Everybody else, the risk is much lower, in fact, lower than almost anything else. When you get under 60 and you don't have a morbidity.
That's right.
Why didn't we use that data?
Great question,
Steve.
You know,
right now, because we don't use that data today, John, we're still paying for the fear.
Well, and I don't want to get off on a tangent, but it's because, you know, I explain it this way. It's like we've got the life insurance underwriters running your life, much like happens in that world. We've now got the insurance underwriters running the country, and it doesn't work that way. It's like, and you know this as well as anyone, it's like having bean counters run the corporation. As much as we love bean counters, as much as we need bean counters, as much as we have to have the bean counters around, you never let them run the company or they'll run it into the ground. The same thing's happening to the country right now when it comes to shutdowns.
Yeah, you know what the bean counters are supposed to do is provide you information. You know, it's like a bunch of if-then stuff, right? If you're going to expand your automotive repair business, like, okay, if I buy the place next door and this is what it costs, they can tell you, you know, whether or not that is a viable option financially, but you're the one that's going to own it, decide it.
That's
right. You're the one that's going to have to drive the sales for it. I mean, it's a totally different deal.
Well said. Well said. Again, houseforcolorado.com, folks. That's the place to go. Give Steve a little bump, some help, dollars, whatever it takes. Steve, we got to get you elected. We'll have you next week again. As always, I appreciate all you do, sir.
Yeah, tell everybody out there, tell your friends to vote for us. We're on the top line of the ballot. We're right above Jason Crow. Just fill that baby out and send it in and tell your friends to do that. And we'll change this country and make it what it needs to be again, because right now we're going in the wrong direction.
Well said.
With what the liberals want to do.
Well said, Steve. Appreciate it very much. Again, House for Colorado, folks, HOUSEFOR, Colorado.com. Purify Chevrolet is up next, folks. And you've got lots of choices when it comes to buying cars. I get that. You can buy cars all over town, all over the country, as a matter of fact. But wouldn't you rather do business with somebody that's like-minded, that thinks like you, and wants to serve you? They've been doing this since 1960. That's PurifyChevrolet.com, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy, and after all these years and hundreds of radio spots on many stations, I still find it hard to convey how I feel about our dealership in Fort Lupton without it being just another 60 seconds of car dealer shtick and hype. Let's face it, there are only so many glowing things I could say about Purifoy Chevrolet, but at the end of the day, does the ad sell cars and trucks? I want and need your business, especially if you're in the market for a new Chevrolet or a decent used vehicle. And really, all I have to offer is a good buying experience that I know is sincerely appreciated and valued by our customers. 60 years in business has taught us many things that makes the difference in doing business. We're not perfect by any means, but we're honest about what we do and have the ethics and integrity to back it up. We have all the same factory rebates and incentives that all the other dealers have to offer, plain and simple. So do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a vehicle or need reliable service, please give us a try. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton or on the web at purefoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, real quick in closing out this first hour. By the way, if you missed any of it, catch it tonight between 6 and 7 p.m. We do appreciate you listening very much. And if you are listening to our replay hour, we do appreciate that as well. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place with movie reviews on rentals. We're going to do, movies with animals as the star. But back to Steve House real quick. He's one of the few people, not only running, but that would actually be in Congress that can give you answers to the things that I just asked, which, by the way, folks, there's a lot of high-level folks that have been in Congress or the Senate for a very long time that cannot give you the same answer Steve just gave. All the more reasons why to vote Jason Crow out and Steve House in. We'll be back. Hour two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.